I'm a dude.
He's the guy.
I like dudes.
I may like fornicate more than other people. It's just who I am. I sacrificed so much of my life. Can I at least get laid? You know what I mean? I've been robbed of most of my money. Can I at least get a blowjob? I wish one of your guys had children so I could kick them in their fucking head or stomp on their testicles so you could feel my pain, because that's the pain I have.
That's the pain I have here at Sports Dudes, too. I'd kick somebody in the face.
Ouch.
Woo. We're the Sports Dudes. I'm Brandon Hoy. Here with Anthony Falco, filling in with for old Greg Goldberg and Steam.
Yo. I got nothing.
He's got nothing in his headphones, apparently.
Turn me up in my headphones.
Turn him up in his headphones, man.
Yo.
So, I think we're gonna talk about football again here. Again, for another episode. Believe that.
Super Bowl's coming up, you know?
What do you think?
You heard about that?
I heard about it.
I think it's great. It's a classic matchup here. We've got two of the most winningest Super Bowl teams in there.
Yeah.
You know, classic, old school. Meat Packers versus Steelhouse Workers.
The Stillers. Yeah. Tom Barr. All right, we got a caller. I don't know what they're going to talk about. We haven't even said anything yet.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, not you again.
What up, dude?
First of all, who let you call?
I thought we had your number blocked.
Hey, I'm a caller. Can I talk, please?
Go ahead, sir. Right. Go ahead,
okay,
sir.
Okay, thank you. I listen to Heritage Radio all the time. I love their shows. And then I started hearing you guys, and, you know, you guys don't talk about food. And, you know, I'm just hoping maybe you can incorporate food into sports somehow.
That was a really stupid question.
No, like, really, I mean, it just makes sense.
Are you retarded?
Do you want us to talk about this food of sports or the sport of eating?
Refer teams as foods or players as different toppings.
We could talk about competitive eating. Were you a contestant in the hot dog contest last year?
No,
he eats hot dogs often.
Is this Kobayashi? Is that who this is?
Excuse me, that's rude. It's just a suggestion, guys. That's all.
I think this is somebody trying to plug the Competitive Eating Association of America right now, sir. I don't appreciate these guerrilla marketing tactics.
I don't even understand what guerrilla marketing tactics are. But if you're doing it right now, it's a shame on you, caller.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you want to recap the conference finals for us? What do you think about that Bears-Packers game?
I can tell you what I ate for lunch, though. It was delicious.
What was it? I want to know.
What do you think the Bears ate for lunch?
I don't know who that is.
Do you know who Refrigerator Perry is?
I know what a refrigerator is. It holds my food.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Fatty.
Obviously a fat dude calling in.
Okay, I'm gonna.
So you want to talk about sports nachos? All right. Well, that's the next show. All right. We got the Super Bowl on.
I'm hanging up. You guys just—you really upset me.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, caller. Right. Don't call back.
Bye.
What did you think of those games, man?
I thought they were great, except for the whole part where they were playing the football.
Yeah, the actual football aspect of it kind of sucked.
Yeah, the jets and the fireworks, and not the actual jets, but I mean the jets that were flying overhead.
And the fireworks.
Yeah, those were fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the dude singing the national anthem, bravo, man. Can we get a hand clap for that dude? Do we have that sound effect?
Oh, that's
you just made it.
Brought it. He brought the pain.
He did bring the pain. The game was not as fun as the national anthem was.
A couple of blowouts there, you know? I mean... Like
Jay Cutler's knee.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the claps came in a little late. What were they cheering for? That's what I want to know.
I mean, the Packers.
Thank you.
Pretty dominant performance throughout the playoffs. I'd have to say.
I love Aaron Rodgers, man.
The guy's fucking pretty badass.
Except for he looks like my friend Scotty 3000, which kind of that's weird.
Wow. Oh my God. I think you're right.
He does.
Yeah.
He didn't throw a football like him though. He's pretty amazing.
No, he has actual skills. It's incredible.
It was a game of football.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then there was that Jets game. There's a lot of disappointment in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get a boo? Do you have a boo sound? No, you can't find that one. No. Oh, he just thumbs down. I don't know if you guys can hear that. The sound of a thousand thumbs down.
That's our performance grading so far.
Today?
Yeah.
Or through the longevity of this show?
Well, I mean, I think this is actually pretty epic comparatively to the rest of the show, but
ratings are pretty favorable right now.
Are they?
Awesome.
That's our producer, Jack Innersley.
Dick Inslee from Portsmouth, New Hampton.
And we're here at Heritage Radio Network. I don't know if you guys know this, but we're the only censored show on Heritage Radio.
As a matter of fact, it all goes through.
It all goes through.
Look at that. America.
The censor has been removed.
Wow.
America
Thank
wins
you,
again.
Thank you, Tipper Gore,
Jeez.
For removing that ban.
KGB.
We're going to only play Two Live Crew songs in here now.
Well, badass.
So football is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
the Super Bowl, this is basically America's holiday. It's coming up here. This is the biggest thing we got, pretty much. I mean, I don't know if you've ever spent much time abroad, but if you have during the Super Bowl, it's an awesome thing because everyone in the world feels obliged to watch it, even though they don't know what the hell's going on. They're really not that interested in the game itself, but it's the Super Bowl. You have to watch it.
Who do you think people are rooting for abroad in this game?
Iraq, I think.
Whoa.
Probably. Whoa. Yeah. I think abroad, they're probably the Packers, because they have green in their uniform.
Yeah.
And
foreigners like green.
Yeah, the green movement. It's big over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steel? I don't know.
Not so big.
Not so
big
much.
In America.
China.
Yeah, China. Maybe China's rooting for the Steelers. Brett Favre? Do you realize Brett Favre's not playing in this one, right?
The world doesn't, though.
Oh, they don't. That's true.
Too bad America's team is not playing in this Super Bowl, because that's who they would be rooting for. Everyone loves the Cowboys outside of America.
Yeah, like versus that. The Raiders. That would be really cool.
Dude.
Think of all the gangsters.
In Texas that would come up from... I mean, because the Raiders are big in Mexico. So that would have been basically like a big home field, game.
You have
all the Texicans versus all the Mexicans.
It would have been like the Alamo, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Except for... Well, I mean, if Romo was playing, if Kitna was playing, it would have been the Alamo, and the Dallas Cowboys would have been the Mexicans.
What? Yeah, I don't understand that.
Well, if...
Explain yourself here, Falco.
Well, because it was a dominant performance by the Mexicans at the Alamo. As much as, later on, we like to talk about the Alamo. We really, basically, it was Texas got its ass kicked.
Yeah.
Big time.
Just like they would in the Super Bowl versus the Raiders.
Not if they had Kitna, though.
Not if they had Kitna.
Most competitive player in the game.
Football's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, football's rad.
What would we do without football? I don't know what we would do without.
We would watch
soccer.
We
might not have football next year because of the collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah, this is... where do you stand on this? Players or the capitalist? I guess they're all capitalists.
First of all, I feel like football is like drugs, right? More people get addicted to football... And then it becomes weaker, more diluted.
And then you beat your wife after you do it.
Often.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Anthony Falco does not beat his wife.
Never.
Let's just throw that out there.
Not consciously.
That's not what he likes to beat when he's home. So, do you remember the XFL when they let, wrestlers?
He hate me? Are you kidding me?
He
ate me.
I don't. Is that a?
That was a play. Remember how they all had names that were like they weren't their names. Like if you were in the XFL, you didn't actually.
Yeah, you were like a wrestler.
Yeah, you had your. He ate me was a running back for the Las Vegas Rattlers. Dude, he was. I mean, you got a computer. Google he ate me. That guy was dominant. This is what the XFL. Was
he
all
later
about.
Became Rod Smart.
Rod Smart.
Rod Smart. Thank you.
The artist formerly known as Rod Smart.
Yeah, he ate me.
He hate me.
In the face.
That was the linebacker that injured him in the face versus he hate me.
So March 2011, we have the collective bargaining agreement, which is going to pit the owners of organizations against their employees.
Yeah.
Who's going to come out on top of this one? I don't know.
I mean, what's the major beef? I want to know. Like, NFL's doing pretty well. The number one dominant most sport in the world.
It sells.
Yeah.
It sells jerseys.
Yeah. It's all over. When the Super Bowl comes, every country in the world contributes their finest athletes to determine the world champions.
Can we have a quote from Antonio Cromartie here about the CBA.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's.
The truth is, they need to get their damn minds together and just get done. Stop about money. Money ain't nothing. And money can be, something that can be here and gone, you know. So, us as players, we just want to go out and just play football. I mean, you got our head union reps acting like and they got their guys acting like them. So, just need to get it together and just get it done.
This is a wise man who knows how to spend his money.
I feel like I was listening to a Zen master.
For reals.
Wow.
Zoned out. He's like, money, I don't care about money.
It's here and it's gone.
Spend that.
I mean, it's actually very, very, very true. But I don't know who he's talking about, though. Is he talking about the CBA or is he talking about the owners? Who shouldn't be worrying about money?
The owners.
They should just give it all to. You know? I like this philosophy.
I think the agreement is between coaches and the management here. So I think there's some coaches going after some big money here too, right? Is that not how it's going?
I don't know. Is it the coaches and the players?
I don't know. Do we have a caller that's more informed than us today?
Yeah, let's bring up our next caller.
No,
no, we don't.
Jack, do you know anything about this? Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this if we don't know anything about it. Let's talk about boxing and how awesome Mike Tyson is. We started off with a great quote from Mike Tyson about kicking kids in their face.
Yeah.
And the pain that they might feel.
I mean, he's talking about doing his job the best that he can do. His job is literally to inflict pain upon others. I mean, not now, but it used to be. To inflict pain upon others' faces.
I think he did. I think...
Sometimes
I mean,
he
would just knock people out in the first round nonstop.
It was
that
amazing.
That was his thing for the first, like...
I mean, it was like a... It's like when you were a kid and you first heard about Mike Tyson, it was like hearing about, like, you know, the Mongol horde. It was like the destruction that had been caused in his wrath was... it was legendary.
Yeah, Lennox, I'm coming for you.
Is it frustrating to train like you did and then have this in 7 or 8 seconds?
For this fight. I only trained probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks for this fight.
You don't train.
My best friend, and I dedicated this fight. I wasn't going to fight. I dedicated this fight to him. I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lennox is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from their floor. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Damn.
Iron Mike.
Shit. I am pumped up. I'm ready
to beat somebody up, man.
Fuck.
Wow.
Damn.
I loved boxing back then. Boxing and the WWF were like two of the coolest things. What happened?
I don't know.
I just don't understand what happened. It just fell off the map.
Well, I mean,
it's all Russians.
Well, you know what? Here it is. It is the Russians. You're right. We don't have anybody to show up for anymore. You know? An enemy worth anything. America's gotten soft.
Cold War.
Yeah, we need another Cold War.
Let's do it.
I'm calling for a Cold War right now. Let's do this. Bring our A game. We got nobody to compete against right now. You know? I mean, back then, we had boxers, and it's like we had to make sure these guys were badass because Drago...
was coming for us.
Drago was coming.
Watch out, Apollo.
What about terrorists?
Dude,
terrorists are not real enemies.
Just makes me feel like a bully,
yeah,
right? Doesn't it?
Who picks on terrorists?
Yeah, these guys are just hanging out.
If they were like Cobra or something.
Yeah. No, yeah, with an awesome like secret weapon, stealth.
And like maybe a leader who's an actual snake.
They do nothing. I mean, not, you know, like, I feel sorry for those guys.
Of course I do.
Yeah. They got no country. No logo. No flag.
Yeah, where's their logo?
Yeah.
Do you remember? I mean,
the hammer and sickle. That was baller.
Baller. And it was red and gold?
Dude, red and gold are awesome colors. There's this restaurant I know that has red and gold in their colors, and it's really delicious.
Today's show is sponsored by Roberta's.
Roberta's.
Where food tastes good in your face.
Yeah, red and gold.
Booyah. Big shout out to Pumps.
Yeah, Pumps.
Girls keep getting better.
Coming at you later.
Yeah, you know how we do that.
Mm-hmm. Coming with my ones.
Ones and twos. All right, we're going to take a little break here.
are the best. Shouting the crew, shutting on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl show.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Man. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to be the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl show.
This is Speedy Willie, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now, I'm as smooth as a...
All right, so we got a new segment here. It's called Beat the Internet. We're gonna try to beat the internet. I don't know how, but the internet's gonna talk to us, and we're gonna talk back.
Yeah, I like it. This is a great segment, guys. We've been working on this all week, so get ready.
Mentally
preparing.
Game planning. We also went into our depth chart here, and we pulled out Sir Eddie Diaz.
Hello.
So we're going to pit...
All right. The crowd loves me.
Versus the internet. We're going to pit the mind of Eddie Diaz versus...
The internet.
The collective mind of the internet. All right. So let's start with our question for Eddie. And then we'll pose that question to the internet.
Kids, don't be afraid to say no. Anyone that asks you to use drugs is not your friend. Drugs can and will kill. Remember, don't be afraid to turn to your priest, your rabbi, your minister, your moms, your dads, your teachers, because drugs can kill. And if you do drugs, you go to hell before you die.
Wow.
That's always awesome. My intro music, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
You guys couldn't see that. It was Captain Lou Albano in a Mario hat.
Oh man. How do you feel about what Captain Lou just had to say?
Wow. How do I feel about Captain Lou? I mean, yeah. I've always taken Captain Lou seriously, man. Like, that crazy little bitch just wanted to have fun, whatever, I understand. But sometimes, dude, you just got to listen to your father. Sometimes you don't
lay
do
down
drugs.
Law.
Jesus Christ, man.
Don't so, do drugs. You know.
That brings us to our question versus the internet. Are drugs awesome? Eddie?
I'm going to go ahead and say that based on an internet phenomenon called YouTube, I learned that drugs were awesome earlier this year, based on a hallucinogenic no-hitter.
Yeah.
No-hitter that was thrown by some dude.
Some dude that researches LSD.
And?
Do we have that clip? It's LSD research.
Doc Ellis, dude.
Oh, Doc Ellis, man.
Oh, yeah.
We flew into San Diego, and I asked the manager, could I go home? Because we had an off day. So he said, yeah. So I took some LSD at the airport, because I knew where it would hit me. I'd be in my own, in my little area, and I'd know where to go. So that's how I got to my friend's girlfriend's house. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm high as a Georgia pine.
That's the next day.
Which I thought was the next day. She told me, you better get up. You got to go pitch. I said, pitch? I pitch tomorrow. Hey, what are you talking about?
Hell no.
I got up in the middle of the morning and took some more acid. She grabbed the paper, brought me the sports page, and showed me. Boom. I said, oh, wow. What happened to yesterday? She said, I don't know, but you better get to that airport.
All I'm saying is if Jay Cutler was on LSD,
he
would definitely have played the fucking second half of the game.
First of all, was it a torn ACL or was it a sprained
MCL?
A sprained MCL.
It was a sprained MCL that apparently has always some degree of tear to it. So when you sprain your finger, remember when you sprained your finger playing basketball that time when you were 12?
Yeah.
And it was okay in a couple days?
Hurt.
Had a little bit of a tear.
Wow. That's
thank you, Dr. Eddie Diaz.
That's true.
Super Bowl's on the line. I don't know. I mean, can you fight through something like that?
Jammed finger, yes. Sprained MCL, I have no idea. I'm not even sure exactly what that is. Is that a part of the body?
Would you rather be playing the championship game with a sprained MCL or totally high on acid?
Definitely, I would rather do it totally high on acid, dude. Of course, that might actually send you to that dark place, like Inception style, where you can't come back from. Like, if you have
like that guy,
like Clay Matthews, like running at you, Yeah. Dude, I mean, imagine what that might look like. You might think you're on some Norman plane with, like, Vikings storming over.
Maurice Drew Jones wrote on Twitter that he played with a hurt knee all year.
Oh, so he's basically saying, burn. Yeah, pussy. You're a pussy, that's, Cutler. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I forget who it was. Somebody else said on Twitter he should be careful in the locker room. Not in so many words, yeah.
Like, careful for what?
Like, I don't know, don't pick up the soap.
Oh,
that's man. True.
In your butt.
Not the Bears right the we remember, right? I mean, there was no Jim McMahon on this one.
Which brings us to the answer to our versus the internet. Drugs are awesome.
Drugs are awesome. In fact, we can even say that a heavy dose of even, like...
cocaine made the Bears awesome.
Well, any kind of drug would have helped Jay Cutler, right?
I mean, if you had injected cocaine directly into Cutler's MCL...
Yeah, I mean...
Go get him. Yeah. Superman.
5 touchdowns.
At least.
450 yards.
Total.
6 interceptions.
Most of it rushing.
Well, yeah, most of it rushing.
Do we have another internet clip? Can we go to the internet again? Jack?
Recording.
Okay, we're recording.
All right, go over there, Tim.
All right.
What are you doing?
We are about to see.
All right, I'm Professor Liam Garcia. This is my assistant and heterosexual life partner, Van Hernandez. We have concocted probably one of the coolest things ever made. I'm excited. I'm finally putting my rocket science degree to use. Yeah. Isn't that right, Michaelson?
This sounds like the world's best bong.
Basic sodium hydroxide with a little bit of lye and a bit of sodium lauryl sulfate.
Is that David Arnold?
Water, otherwise known as cocaine. No, we didn't put baking soda in it, so... But let's see what happens.
What do you think they're making?
I don't know. That's a high, delicate voice.
Hydrogen. This light one part hydrogen, two parts oxygen.
It's coke.
This is life.
Oh, he's making cocaine?
Nice.
What's he doing with just common household stuff? Baby powder in the coke?
This sounds like a very interesting video to watch.
Sodium hydroxide.
What do we get out of this? What's the question here? What's the internet saying?
The internet is definitely saying that drugs are awesome right
now. Make your own cocaine? I never even thought about that.
Versus the Cowboys.
I'd have to say Cowboys beats the shit out of cocaine every time. They're just dominant over cocaine. That cocaine would never know it hit it. And speaking of Dallas and cocaine, Super Bowl this year in Dallas, the new Texas Stadium.
That's true. I hope a punt hits the
billions
scoreboard.
And billions of dollars.
Speaking of punts, do you think they're going to change this punting rule?
You know, I think it'd be good.
Like,
who doesn't love a good punt return?
Just, you know, there's no penalty for punting out of bounds like there is for kicking out of bounds, which keeps a lot of teams from punting to, you know,
the Devin Hesters of the world. The human joystick.
I think if it doesn't land out of bounds, I mean, if they're going to amend the rule, I think punts, you got to be able to get it out of bounds. It's just been a part of the game for a long time.
Put it in the corner, man. Put it in the corner.
Put it in the corner, sure.
The deadly corner.
But just kicking directly out of bounds, like a lot of teams do, that is some pussy shit.
It's not a consequence-free thing. If it gets caught by the wind, you could be looking at like a 20-yard punt. You know, if you're trying to go out of bounds and it goes a little quicker than you thought. I mean, it's not consequence-free now to try and go out of bounds, you know?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, it does completely screw your team in many ways.
Yeah.
So that's true.
You need an Andy Lee. Andy Lee carried the 49ers this year. They wouldn't have won a single game without him.
Did you guys get that? It says Jets. Suck, suck, suck. Wow. What's going to happen? That's got to weigh deep on old Big Belly.
Jack just played a Jets suck.
Wow.
Jack hates New York.
I got to be honest, I am proud of him for coming so far since yesterday, man.
It was a wake-up call.
You don't pass the ball on the goal line.
What do you think about that, Jack? Second down. How they were playing second down, very odd to me.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Questionable.
How do you feel about the Knicks?
I can't get started on that.
I just watched the Knicks win a game last night.
Against the Wizard, I believe.
The Wizard.
They played solo against the Wizard?
Yeah, just one Wizard versus the Knicks. Of course they won that game. One man, a Wizard or not, is not beating a whole basketball team.
Anybody know what a Knick is?
A Knickerbocker.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't you know what a knickerbocker is?
New York pants.
I don't know what a knickerbocker
is. It's a New York pants, dude.
Oh. The pants. Watch out.
New York pants with a poofy knee section.
That is retarded. That is a stupid name for a basketball team or any team.
We are the New York Knicks.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
This is a Patrick Ewing era.
Go New York, go New York, go.
A little remix.
Go New York, go.
Eddie, you have a little bit of beef with the name The Wizard, though. Being from Washington.
I do hate... That's specifically when I stopped following the Wizards or Washington basketball. I'd already kind of fallen out of basketball fandom at the point, but the change from the Bullets to the Wizards...
Dude.
Bullets is a more Washington-style name. Very appropriate.
Okay, listen, a lot more Bullets running
around. In 2011, I'm willing to accept a team called the Wizards. In 1998 or whatever it was, I was not. And it was...
A little too close to the Wiz.
Yeah, the Pegasus is...
Are we allowed to say it was kind of on radio?
I think we are allowed to say anything, according to the paperwork I've seen.
I mean, Patrick is a little bit...
Oh.
Just a little bit. So, I mean, that's...
We're all a little bit... No. This is a show called Sports Dudes, hosted by one guy.
I'm a dude.
He's the guy
dudes.
He really likes dudes, you know?
I just gotta say, dudes are pretty awesome.
Where's Greg Goldman, dude?
Greg Goldman's out of town. Philadelphia.
Oh, man. There's a sports town for you.
Philadelphia. Full of winners. Allen Iverson.
And dudes.
Allen Iverson. Can we actually, there's an Allen Iverson clip on YouTube. Can we go to Allen Iverson real quick?
Let's bring up Allen Iverson.
Let's hear what Allen Iverson has to say about basketball in Philadelphia. Is that... You think you can make that happen in the next 4 minutes?
That I miss practice. If a coach say I miss practice and y'all hear it, then that's that. I mean, yes, I might have missed one practice this year.
It's Philadelphia.
But if somebody say...
He was buying a gun.
He doesn't come to practice. It can be one practice.
He just missed one practice.
Out of all the practices this year.
Oh, there's so many practices.
If I can't practice, I can't practice, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Hurt.
Yeah. Hurt. I got to stay home. Smoke some weed.
Simple as that.
I got to
say. It ain't about that.
It ain't about
that. It's not about smoking weed?
What is it about?
That.
What is it?
At all. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
tell us what it's about.
We got Iverson in the studio here.
It's easy to talk about. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Why are we talking about practice anyway?
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game.
No.
Because
you're shooting threes.
Practice.
Wait, does it count?
Not a game.
Oh.
Not the game
the game
go out there die for. Okay.
I want to know about
play
practice.
Every game like it's my last. Not the game.
No, okay.
We're talking about practice, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice.
Kind of silly.
I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to
I want
to
know what the question was.
I know that.
How do you feel practice went the other day, Alan?
I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything.
Why did you miss practice?
I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. Okay.
But buying a gun was way more important.
Man. What are we talking about?
What are you talking
practice?
About?
Practice?
Dude, this is a predecessor to that Jay-Z fucking rap, dude. What are you talking about?
We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game.
Everyone's laughing
We're talking
now.
About practice.
Can you hear everyone?
Okay.
When you come
into
the room.
I'm confused, Alan.
And you see me play. You see me play, don't you?
Game.
You see me give everything I got, right?
Game day.
I think he's high right now.
We're talking about practice right now.
Yeah, we are.
We're talking about practice. Man, look, I hear you. It's funny to me, too. I mean, it's strange to me, too. But we're talking about practice.
Yeah,
this dude is so DC,
it's
ridiculous,
man. We're not even talking about the game, the actual game.
He's from Bowie, Maryland,
dude. We're talking about practice.
Is that true? Anybody?
I don't know where Allen Iverson's from. My computer, it doesn't have real answers.
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practice?
Yeah.
Well, by contributing to the practice with them, being
He's
a leader.
From Virginia.
I don't know.
He's from Virginia.
Virginia, that's even better.
Yeah.
Oh, man, now I feel bad for calling him from Maryland.
So we're the sports dudes.
About somebody.
Sports dudes.
Thank you to my guests today. Eduardo Diaz, Eddie Falco.
Hola, señor.
Saying peace for Greg Goldbergstein. And we're out of here. Sports dudes.